Okay.
Hello?
Yeah. Okay. So, let me ask you a question. Is chametz macholos asuras or not?
Good question, right? Is chametz macholos asuras?
In Hilchos Machol Suris, where he has the Machol Suris, he does not have chametz. He classified chametz in zmanim. The yisur chametz he has in zmanim. He doesn't have the yisur chametz in Machol Suris. He didn't take zmanim and split it up, and just put the yisur achilas chametz and Machol Suris and the halacha of. And bedikas chametz, and what do you call it? And the mitzvah saseh of achilas matzah and sipur. He didn't split it up. He didn't put that in zmanim and put chametz and put the isra chametz in machol asuras. Put all together in zmanim. Why do you think he did it that way? Yisur chametz is not because of any. See, macholas asuras is the quality. It's a certain quality in the achila that's nesa. It's also because it's either because it's halacha in kedusha. They have to differentiate, like the Ramaz livdok lahavdil. That's halacha in let's say leida simanim shemavdilin, which is halacha that. That a person has to be a mavdil, has to be differentiate between different food sources. So that's it's going to say leida simanim shemavdilim ban bein beim bechayiv ofed dogim vachagavim shemutar lachlan bein sheein mutar lachlan if daltem bein abeim atel atmeya and lahavdu bein atameya bein atohar. So that's one halacha is as havdalah, or else it's because of the because of there's a specific characteristic in the achila that was nasa, like avodah zarah has a specific characteristic in the achila that was nasa, or you have for instance or because the chefta requires a matir. Like shlalachol chadash. It's interesting. Macholas asuras. I mean, really takes up a lot of areas. Or chaylev, because chaylev is designated a mizbeach. There's different qualities, different reasons for macholas asuras. It'd be interesting, really, to categorize all the different categories of macholas asuras of achila. It's interesting. But apparently the Rambam held was that chametz does not come under any of those types of isn't to be classified under those types, or eiver menachai because like we said yesterday, like Taisa says, it's a lo sochal nefeshim abasa. It's a kind of achila that's nesa, a type of achila that's nesa, a certain characteristic, or a giranasha because giranasha is. That Gidanasha was in order to demonstrate a certain concept insofar as Kedusha is concerned. But that's where the Chefta Shel Achila really is related to a certain idea intrinsically or because of his daltam. Yeah, did we define the daltam, correct?
Yeah.
Do we do?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
What?
Yes.
We answer that Rambam, right? Mitzvah say leida.
Yes. Yeah. Said that the halacha is you have to be a discriminating eater, but the way you're mekayim it is by not behaving indiscriminately.
Yeah. Right. So I don't remember. right now, but at any rate, but the but apparently the halacha by chametz, the Yisrachilas chametz, is really based on kedushas aregel. It's halacha in kedushas aregel. That the Yisrachilas chametz is a key in kedushas aregel. So if a person's ochel chametz, I mean it's because he desecrates the kedushas aregel, and that's why it's chayav koras. It's an interesting thing, but that's why the Ram put it in Zmanim, because apparently the Ram put it in Zmanim because he held that the Isra Achilas Chametz is Allah in kedushas aregel. It's not in my Machalas Asuras per se. Okay. Yeah, so where are we up to? We went to the Tufnam Zion, right? In the tour, right? Okay, somebody start. Okay, so take a look at the base ace it brings down. What's the and then there's the Shiltus argues. He yeah. holds that it's like anything else.
Right.
He holds like anything else, but we don't postulate the Shiltus. Okay. So what's the reason for Mashu? So you have Machlekes, the Rambam and the other Shitas, right?
The Rambam, yeah.
The Rambam, yeah. Basically, all the other Shitas. The Rambam is because it's a Dovah Sheshna Matir. Right? It's a Dovah Sheshna Matir. I remember the Rav said that the Rambam is very difficult to understand. Because it's not a Dovah Sheshna Matir, and it's only Usher for 7 days. That's not called Yeshna Matir. There's this Mani Suro. And this Mani Suro is limited. That's not Yeshlo Matir, where it means where you have a Matir, for instance, by Neder. So Yochel Lishol on Nidra. So there's a Matir. But where the Is just for 7 days, it's not Mustafa, it's Davish Yeshlo Matir. I'm just saying the Rev just mentioned that. But at any rate, the Ramal is Davish Yeshlo Matir, and that's it. But what's the other reason? The other reason is what? Is because of. Because lo bedili inchimine. Yeah. So what's the svara for that? Lo bedili inchimine. So therefore what? I mean, so how does this resolve the problem?
They were
strict.
The
what?
They were strict. But how does it solve the problem? More strict what things that have on the
people wouldn't be careful.
It's a matter of the Tzayas, it's a matter of the Masha. The difference between them is not like
Masha is Moshe. Masha means it's not Bottle.
I mean, so what does Lo Bedili Inchimine have to do with Masha? Ask you a question. What about just give me 1 second. Difference in chametz in between shav and machal suras. What's the other difference?
Right.
What?
Right.
Excuse me.
Right.
Yeah, karis. Yeah, that's the well. It depends. Chelav, you have karis too, but here's another difference. The difference is. Whether by Sha'ori Sur meaning Nifsal Me'achila Sa'odam. Correct?
What?
By Sha'ori Sur meaning Nifsal Me'achila Sa'odam. Ain't it really a gear?
Standard of law, yeah.
What?
It's the law, the standard there.
But by Chometz and Pesach,
yeah.
It's what?
It's
Nifsal Me'achila Sa'kelav. Yeah, why is that so? That one is nifsa me'achilas akelev, and the other one is nifsa me'achilas ha'odam. Is in just a second. Where's the law? Where's the law? Tough Mem Bays, is it? Yeah, Tough Mem Bays. Tough Mem Bays. Yep. I mean, that's Midaraisa, correct? That's Midaraisa. And it's Kuf Pevav. Chomech and Esafesh Kodam Zman Yisuro. O Shesorfo Bo'esh V'nechrach Ad She'en Yoroi L'Kelev. O She'yichado L'Yeshiva V'tochos O B'tit Botlo U'mutu L'Kaimo V'Pesach. Yesh Yomim Shemut Afilu B'Achila. Ravili Abatzaluni Kosav She'oso B'Achila. U'mutu B'ano V'lozehis K'madon Yelar Rosal. So basically, the only time it's mutter is when it's afra ba'alma. It has to become afra ba'alma. But as long as it has a shem chometz, so then it's aser. So it's aser ba'achila. The only machlekes is the machlekes whether you can eat or not is because the question of achshavei. But But that's a separate question. But apparently the halacha is, I mean, that goes back, I think what Ravi Putney's mentioning is correct, that it goes back to what we mentioned before, that if it's my cholas asurais, so then we say that the shear is roi l'ger. That's the shear. Roi l'ger. But over here, it's not an iser. So it's not an issa of Roy Laguerre. It's a separate issa that the Chefza was Nessa, the Chefza Shal Chometz was Nessa because of the Regal. The Regal Asa is the Chefza Shal Chometz. So then it's Osir until it loses identity. Where it's in a Roy Lachila Sekelev. Same thing. I mean, that chiluk is definitely there. The difference between chametz and between macholos asuras. Macholos asuras is ain't a real again, and chametz is nifso me'achilas akelav. Is nifso me'achilas akelav until it's nasa ka'afra ba'alma. But that's halacha midaraisa. That's halacha midaraisa. Now, what's the swerve of Lo Bedili? What's the swerve of Lo Bedili? Actually, you have like this. You have, you have three things, really.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
Another difference with Chometz and other Malchus, it's not there to utilize at all. Whereas other Malchus, you could utilize.
What do you mean, Zazbano, you mean?
Yeah, it's plus.
Yeah, well, Osabano is you have Osabano the Bas B'Cholof too. Bas B'Cholof is also Osabano.
Yeah, but isn't Chomet even a Mashu in the Tarugus?
Excuse me?
Isn't Chomet even a Mashu in the Tarugus is Osabano?
Osamachwekis, but that's only Mirabanan. The Mashu is only Mirabanan. But Issa Noah is the Raisa. But Issa Noah exists by Bas B'Cholov also. It's not the only case we have in Issa Noah. But, yeah. But it's interesting. I mean, it would seem that that's correct what we're saying. In other words, that where it's my cholos asuras, the nature of the yisur, is the nature of the yisur is because it's my cholos asuras. So there ain't a royal agar is afka of the there the shears ain't a royal agar. But where it's simply a substance was nesa bachila, not because it has a certain character, not because it was nesa bachila luzman because of the regel. So it's usher completely. It's a different framework. So then it's usher unless it loses identity totally, and it's ka'afra ba'ma. Is there anyone that mentions this question? What's the difference between royal agarim between nifsom and achila fakelav? Does anybody mention that? I don't like this. I mean, maybe it's a little philosophical. I'm just, I have to trim it down a little bit. I don't like to have a philosophy in the halacha. But in other words, by my cholos asuras, the halacha is, you see, it's a good question, I guess. The Rambam has hilchos my cholos asuras. So the question, I guess, is the Rambam just gave it that category? You know what I mean? It's, he just put it in my cholos asuras, he just classified it for purpose of classification. He came up with the term my cholos asuras. Or is my cholos asuras a halachic phenomenon? You understand what I mean? There's really a halachic category of my cholos asuras. You understand what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Or you hear the question? My question is when the Rambam says has hilchos my cholos asuras, is that just a vehicle of classification? Like he wanted to classify, so he put on the thing everything under this heading. Or is my cholos asuras more than just a convenient heading? My cholos asuras is really a halachic concept. There's a halachic entity of my cholos asuras. Right? You hear the question?
Mm-hmm.
You're right about that. Hold on to that for a second. Who's that, Howie Burstein?
Yeah.
Yeah, correct. All right. Leave that out for a minute. I just want to, come back to that. Now, you could be like this. If you're going to tell me there's halacha, there's a sefer kedusha, and my cholos asuras is a halachic phenomenon, so then you'd say like this. Now that's why over there it means to say that it's sefer kedusha means that it's a kium in the klal, that the klal has to be mufresh from these type of foods. In other words, it's halacha that the diet of the Jew is different. So it's halacha. The halacha is that's the framework of the my cholos asuras. It's a kiyum and kedusha that the Jews the diet of the Yisrael is different. So therefore, it makes sense to say that if it's ain't a real agar, you see, if it's ain't a real agar, so it's mutter, because it comes under the framework of my cholos asuras. And therefore, if it's ain't a real agar, so it doesn't come under that heading of diet, because they know the restricted diet. You understand what I'm saying? Because it's not. This is not a food for a gear. No, it's not any royal gear means this is not a food for a human being. So therefore, the restriction, so it wouldn't fit, once it's not fit for human beings, it can't come under the dietary restriction anymore. You understand what I mean? Because that's not part of the human being's diet. So Hilchos Macholos Asuras and Sefer Kedusha would not place this in the realm of diet, because it's not a part, it's ain't a real agar, it doesn't belong there. You understand? It's not fit for human consumption. But by chametz is not halacha of macholos asuras. It's simply an isser achilas achefta. So therefore, it doesn't matter real agar, not real agar, because it doesn't come under that concept. You have to simply lose the identity of the chayfetz. And how do you lose the identity of the chayfetz? Nifso mechilta kelav means it's ka'afra ba'alma. That's the definition of nifso ma'achilas akelos. So then it's not chametz anymore. But the concept of real ger doesn't apply unless it has to do with Sefer Kedusha and with the realm of Mecholos Asuras, where it means that the diet of the Israel has to be restricted. But diet is in the framework of human consumption. So if it's ain't a royal ger, you're not in that framework. So therefore there's no issa. But chametz is not under Mecholos Asuras. Chametz is a separate issa achila. You're not allowed to eat bread. So therefore, as long as it's identifiable as bread under any framework, it's asur b'achila. It's a different kind of an issa. Okay, try to do some research and see if anybody talks about this question. I know it's like a basic question, never anybody talks about it. But a basic problem. But you see, I don't think that chametz itself, that's what I'm trying to say. It's not a restriction in terms of the food. Because bread is, you can't say that chametz is not the food of a Jew for 7 days. It doesn't make any sense. If bread is royal achilas adam, for every human being. But over here, it's a separate issa maisa achila of the chefta. So therefore, as long as the chefta is not ka'afra ba'alma, you're going to be over. It's a different concept. Explain also the lo bedili. What does it mean, lo bedili mine? It's not just a matter of practicality that's lo bedili. Yeah, it's true. I mean, it's lo bedili practicality. But lo bedili is also halachic way. It means that by Mecholos Asuras, there's a halacha of bedili, that Kol Yisrael has to be separated from those foods. Those foods are not don't form a part of our diet. But over here, you can't say it's bedili, because the nature of the thing, you can't say that chametz is mufresh from Kol Yisrael as an ochel. It's not. Bread is an ochel. It's just a separate ma'is achila, because of the kedushas arego brings in a separate ma'is achila. So what they're saying. So what are they saying now with regard to mashahu? That why basically the what is the source for mashahu? It doesn't have very much, really. You see, he brings down over there the Beis Yosef. It's not like it's an open thing. But the Gemara says that Perkosha Osik Rava, Halacha Chametz Bizmano, Bain Bemino, Bain Shalobamino, Osik. The Kosvu Arish, the Rifa Rush, Umidlo Yorf, Shi Urulamil say, Shimamine Bemasho, the Chain Pasuk of Rambam. I mean, it's interesting, just because of this statement, it's very funny. Does that really prove it? It doesn't say b'mashu in the Gemara. Gemara never says b'mashu. It's just because the Gemara says that halacha chametz bizmano bein b'mino bein shelo b'mino osur. So what's the problem? It's like everything else. But apparently the Gemara, except for the shiltas, nobody. He brings down that the chutz min geshiltas she person has done haran kasher shegam rabbeinu tam varaz for him came. It's interesting. Rabbeinu tam also held that way, and the balamar and mukama kama kamelon kavasay legabe kolinach rabbesi, and then they say, but Rabbeinu tam himself, Taisa says shelo also Rabbeinu tam meisel atir b'nesin tam, that he held that way theoretically. But practically, he didn't do it that way. He wasn't that convinced. So practically, he wasn't mati. The gamaraj because of the tshuva shekain halacha revocha the Torah yotzu v'chol Yisrael shehu b'kol shehu. So the Rashba already said, brought down the gavel, so to speak. That's it. That you can't change it. Yep. Yep. What's the reason? I mean, it seems that there's very little from the Gemara that supports it. Except the Gemara did not mention Beno Saint Tom, it just said Stam Usser. I mean, okay. But if you say that Chometz is like Sha'or Macholos Asuras, I would say you have no right from the Gemara. Because the Gemara is relying on whatever happens to Macholos Asuras. So what's the raya? I mean, the Gemara doesn't have to spell out every time it talks about Macholos Asuras, it's going to have to say, and you know what? There's no some time is Mutter. You don't have to repeat that every time. That's the sugyas that mention that, and the Avodah Zarah and the Chulin that talk about that, and that's it. You don't have to mention every time. And Pesachim also, yeah. But the reason is because it's not a mach, it's not an issa macholos asuras. If it were an issa macholos asuras, then there wouldn't be any problem. You'd have no right from the Gemara. But since it's a very special kind of an issa achila that's generated by the regel, and it's not an issur that the gavras should be mufresh from chametz, it's just a specific issur achila, so the Gemara should have mentioned over here also, apparently Rishonim felt, most of Rishonim felt, that the Gemara should have mentioned over here also that B'nai Sim Tam, because it's something new. You see? So that Gemara also supports that idea. Namely that the issur achilas chametz is a different kind of issur achila. Cannot classify it on the Macholos Asuras. And that's why the Ram didn't have it over there. It's lo bedili minei inchi. Lo bedili practically and lo bedili halachically. Both. Okay, so now the question is, so why is the issur, if you don't like, don't learn like the Rambam, that it's, that it's because of what? Because of Davish Yishlam Atirin. So the question is, so why do we say really that it's B'mashahu? That it's B'mashahu?
This chapter should not be present in the Taruba. You say now you say it's a chapter. Right? So the one that came along and said we do not want this chapter present in the Taruba.
Cannot be in the Taruba. Yes. Right.
But it's not a question like a bit, though, well, okay, it's not, you're not eating it really.
Insofar as it's your diet,
yeah.
Insofar as the insignificant part of the food, so you can't say that that's what the food is.
Right.
Okay, but so just answer me one question. Why did they ask of Masho? Just because of practical reason. Why did they ask of Masho? They're afraid of what? What does Masho help?
You need a practical...
No, I mean, just plain language. So what were they afraid of?
Afraid that they wouldn't be careful.
What do you mean wouldn't be careful?
They won't be Messiah properly.
No. I don't think that's a problem. No, because once you say they'll be Messiah already, if they're going to be Messiah already, so then you're in good shape. Then you're away from the Lobadili. Lobadili implies, like, what does Taisa say? Taisa is Lobadili in the beginning, right?
Bedika, right?
What?
By Bedika, yeah.
By Bedika, right?
Because
it's lobedilim in Ainchi, so they're gonna, so therefore they're gonna eat it.
Right.
Shema Yavalachwa, because lobedilim in Ainchi. Correct? Yeah. But the thing is that, so apparently, I mean, this fits in very well with Reb Chaim in terms of the Isser of, what do you call it?
Tom Kicker.
What?
Tom Kicker.
Tom Kicker, correct. That Tom Kicker is a different kind of an Isser. That a macholos asuras, when the Torah asked something, it really asked the be'en. But in Taruvis, it really is a different kind of an isser. It's an isser. The isser Taruvis is a culinary isser. Because see, there's different shirum over there. So it's a Nosen Tam is schwach, it's awesome. Nosen Tam is gam, is mutter. Even though it's not nisul meyachilas ger. It's not any real ger. So because in the taruvus situation, it's a different kind of a situation of achila. Taruvus is a different entity in the realm of achila. And that's why over there is Allah of Beno Saint Tam. Because Beno Saint Tam is a measure in that new realm of Taruvus. Taruvus Ochlin is a different kind of a culinary situation. It's a different type of Isra Achila. Okay, so really what they were afraid over here is they wanted to make sure that the Issa Taruvus was recognized. Because since it's not an Issa Macholos Asuras, so they may think that the Issa Rachila was specific to Chametz Be'en. So in order to demonstrate that it's not only Chametz Be'en, but Chametz Al Yidei Taruvus, so they asked what? So they asked even a Mashu. Actually, it's funny, strange, it's ironic, but it fits in very well with the Rambam Shita, that the Rambam holds that Taruvus Chametz is Balav, correct?
Right.
It's a separate, he breaks it off as a separate category, Taruvus Chametz, because he holds that Chametz really, one time said Shagos, he holds Chametz really is Lechem. The Issa Chametz is Lechem. And once it's Taruvus, it's a different thing. So you have to learn that from Komach Metzes Lo Sochelu. It's a different lot. And it comes under Komach Metzes. So it's a separate category, basically. So really, you see that intrinsically, there's the other Rishonim mask on him. They say, what do you need that for? Why don't you just carry over from the Issa Chometz, just like you do by Shor Machalos Asuras? But apparently, the nature of the Issa Chometz to the Rambam is different. Because the Issa Chometz is really Achilas Pas. It's a specific Isser. It's not like Macholos Asuras. So you can't just equate everything in Chometz with Macholos Asuras. It's a different type of an Isser. So the Kedushas Aregel demands that you shouldn't be Ochel Pas. But Machmetes, it could be Taruvus, could be Mutter. It doesn't come under the heading of Macholos Asuras. It doesn't have, according to the Rambam, it doesn't have the properties of Shor Macholos Asuras. It's a different kind of an entity. So actually, it's ironic, but according to the Rambam's view, it makes a lot of sense. There's nothing. It's not contradictory, though. I mean, the other Rishonim could also hold that way. The other Rishonim could also hold the same way, that namely that in terms of the chash, namely that they wanted to make sure that what that ta'aruvo, that a ruvo is usher as well. That was the reason for what? For the Isser of Mashu. Of course, the Nafkamina between the, what's Nafkamina between the Rambam, between the other Rishonim, whether you say Mashu is because of Dovash Yishlo Matirin, or whether you say it's because of, in order to demonstrate that Taruvasa was Asur as well, what's the difference? What would be the difference?
It also says to be when it's Shesh and Milo, according to the Rambam, would be Mashu.
Okay, you mean Shesh and Milo.
Yeah.
Of course, that's correct. But that's correct.
Yeah.
That's correct. We have another case. There's another case of Yavesh B'Yavesh. What about Yavesh B'Yavesh? Yavesh B'Yavesh, we paskin that it is bubble on Pesach, correct? Well, take a look, for instance, the Torah definitely says, take a look at Kuf Tari Aleph Amar Aleph. Chomet shenis arev echad b'shnayim b'matzah b'yavesh.
Yeah.
Kasav Rashi shemashlich echad v'ashar mutah b'ano. V'adon yavei rosh zal hita kol afilu b'achila.
Right.
You see? So the same rosh that says what? That says over here is because Lo Bedili, when it comes to Yavesh B'Yavesh, what does he say? 100% Mutter.
Right.
You take a look at the Beis Yosef, it says, D'le'in Taruvus D'Yavesh B'Yavesh Ein Chilek Ben Chametz V'Pesach L'Sh'ori Surin. D'lo'ich Mirach Hachom L'Asra B'Mashu Ela hecha d'shori sun benosein tam. V'chomets mishum d'lo b'dili inshi minei osu b'mashu k'nosein tam. B'shori surim. Avol yovesh b'yovesh shemein dover sheb'minyin ki hecha d'b'shori surim chad b'trei batul hu adin chomets b'pesach v'chein mucha kol asugya ad kamashona. You see that? That's the what do you call it? The Beis Eishma on the side of the Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So therefore, I mean, it makes sense. In other words, the halacha is the concept, the iser of In other words, like this. You see, they like I said, the Reb Chaim on what do you call it? On Tam Ki Iker. The Reb Chaim on Tam Ki Iker fits in very well. Why? Because, in other words, by Yavesh, be Yavesh, it's a different kind of bittle. That bittle has nothing to do with Tam Ki Iker. That has nothing to do with the culinary situation. That's a different kind of an issa. So, because really, you should say, if they want to be Machmah Chametz, what's the difference in Yavesh, be Yavesh, and between Lach Balach? Who cares? I mean, want to be machmer, you're low b'dillin inches, so you aser at all. But the only, see, what they did was, they asered ta'aruvas chametz. They asered ta'aruvas chametz because low b'dillin inchiminei, so in that, the iser, the whole area of no saint tam, like Reb Chaim says, is a whole different kind of an iser achila. It's a different kind, it's an iser achila al yedei ta'aruvas. It's a different culinary situation. So the Chachamim, because lo bedilim in shiminei, so therefore the Chachamim asked what? They asked the taruvis, but and they weren't matir even if it's not nosin tam, because otherwise people wouldn't distinguish and they'd think that ayudei taruvis is mutter. Ayudei taruvis is mutter. Because the day teruvus is a different thing. Not only that, but you see, according to the Rambam, you can't even extrapolate from the other machalos suras when it comes to chametz. You have to have a separate love of kol machmetz lo sechel. So that's why in that situation, in the situation of no saint tam, they were machmer, because that's a different kind. It's a very specific kind of situation of achila, and people lo bedili, so something will fall in. They'll say, yeah, fell in. It's not significant. But so that's why they asked the Afilu Mashu, to make people aware of that category of Isra Achila, the category of Isra Achila of Taruvis and Nois and Tam. You see, that was the purpose of it. Okay, so that's basically the concept of the Isra of Mashu. Okay. All right. So where are we up to now? Oh, now the question like this. The Kosovo arrived, the Mamashu ain't osa bahanor, ela bahachila. Ravalfus Kosovo shaoser af bahanor, ola velozehis kimadoni of Yorosh, so. Okay. So what's the machlekis, whether it's included in the Yisra no, or whether it's only in the Yisra Achila? Would you say it's Osabana or not Osabana?
Yeah, I would say it is.
It would, right. Why? That's right, you're right. Why would you say that?
The Durban is called the Tikkun Rabban King, called the Tikkun Rabban King, the right to Tikkun. They say they extended the Isser.
Well, say even better.
They suspend Bittle by.
Yeah, there's no Bittle, so now it's Osabana.
Yeah.
Once you suspend Bittle, so then it means it's there. So if it's there, in other words, the Mashu, it means it's there. I don't care how small it is, but it's still there.
Right.
So now it's going to be Asbano, because the Chacham suspended Biddle. Right?
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the other way? How do we pass? We pass in Mutabano, right? The Rosh says Mutabano, correct? Yeah, we pass in Mutabano. So why, what is the reasoning? I mean, the argument, Lachar, is a good argument. That once you say there's no Biddle, so now what? So now you're stuck. So there's no bittle, so it's there. So it's there, so it's also bano. So how could you possibly be mata bano? That's the question. Because since it's there, it's also bana.
Since they're abundant, they weren't girls who got their stopping gizel, maybe. They just made it an anisra achila.
How would they do that?
They gave no heter achila on the tarot.
That what? Say it again?
He gave no heter achila on the
tarot. That sounds funny. I mean, that doesn't sound right.
Yeah.
Sounds like a very cumbersome formulation. The simple formulation is there's no bittle. That's it.
Yeah. Give
it. What would the Rush say? I mean, who's the one arguing the Rush? The Rush would argue very simply. The Rush would argue very simply. I mean, just let me throw it out. I mean, I think it holds water, but in other words, I guess the Rush would say very simply that there's no issa hana by chametz drabanan. In other words, it's an issa chametz, whatever you're going to say, but it's still an issa chametz midrabanan. I mean, that's the Ram says, Baltesis. The Chacham can't tell you that this is a deraisa. In other words, the Chacham cannot come along and say that this chametz is not batel midrabanan. That would be Baltesis. Because the halacha says it is bottle. Torah says it is bottle. So they could tell you it's not bottle, but they must say it's not bottle mid rabbanon. So the bottom line is that the isser chametz over here is an isser drabbanon, not an isser deraisa. If the chacham come along and could have come along and said, you know what, there's no bittle at all over here mid rabbanon, so now you're dealing with chametz deraisa. that would be baltaisis. Can't do that. So therefore, the Isser is an Isser Drabanan. What the Rush holds is by an Isser Drabanan there can't be any Isser Anah. Because then they'd have to make an Isser Drabanan, plus they'd have to make an Isser Anah on the Isser Drabanan. That's Xeru. You can't do it. It's Xeru. First they have to say that's an Isser Drabanan. Then they have to say, now you have Chametz Mid Rabanan. Now Chametz Mid Rabanan is not just Asu Bachila, but it's also Asu Anah. That's exer. That's exer. Exer.
They didn't say there's a shem chametz in the rabbanon. No?
Excuse me.
Didn't they just say there's a shem chametz in the rabbanon, and automatically it's going to have isra na also?
Well, no. That's not, no, because I mean, how do you have just a second? The isra and chametz is what? Yeah.
What's the gzera, you know?
Excuse me.
Like
by Basra Chala,
by chicken.
Mm-hmm.
It's a shame
buster,
so therefore
it can
have all the
Isra
of.
Yeah, but it's a separate Isra. The Isra I know is a
separate Isra. It's an extension of the
shame. It's an extension of the Isra Achila. The Chametz Pesach Osbano, Shenema, Lo Ye Ochel Chametz, Lo Ye Hebo Heter Achila. In other words, the Gemara says, it means you can't use it for anything. If you can have anah from it, so that eventually all anahs come down to achila. So you could sell it, you could use the money, it's a vehicle. It can't be a vehicle of achila. It's not allowed to be a vehicle of achila. So, but that's a separate issa. That definitely is a separate identity, a separate issa. That's a separate issa. And that issa is based on the intrinsic issa achila. But then the Torah added another issa achila. But now over here, mid rabbanon, you're just saying, the straight way would be, you say it's an issa achila mid rabbanon. But where do you tack on another issa that not only is us mid rabbanon, but now it shouldn't even be a vehicle of the, of achila. I mean, that's now you're adding on a new thing. I mean, that's the argument. That would be the argument of the Rush, basically. The Rush and the Rivet.
No. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so what's the... I mean, so now what... So what's the Machlekes?
Well, the Rush holds that it's not about enough.
But it says mutter?
No. He holds like the rest, no?
I'm sorry. Yeah, I'm sorry, the other way around. The Ravid says Masha is not Asbana, I'm sorry. And the Rif says, Rif in the Rosh Hold, it is Asbana. You're the reverse. Okay. So, yeah. So what's their Svara? The Ravid Svara seems straight. What's the Rif Svara? The Rif in the you have the Rif in the Rif in the Rosh. That it's Asbana. Why should it be Asbana? I understand. Still in this Rabbanon. And Chametz Chametz Rabbanon. Chametz Rabbanon. Where do you see that they added on another Xera? It's like a Xera. So what do you want to say? You want to say the word Chod Xera?
Yeah, they gave the... They said that Chametz Rabbanon means that the Shem Chametz with the Rabbanon.
The Shem Chametz is Rabbanan.
Right. Like by Oath, there's a Shem Batsa Mirabanan.
So why? Because it's a... trick.
I mean,
what do you mean...
It's really a
chametz,
but now Minotaur
bit the old quiet story. Say it again? And the Shem chametz
goes away. But that's
when
the
is if it's ain't in no same time, so then it's mutter. Right? Ain't in no time is mutter. Yeah. So the question is like this. Did they say by ain't in no same time they asked the Taruvus? They asked the Taruvus of ain't in no same time? Or were they simply maskia the shear of no same time? In other words, ordinarily, something is mutter once it reaches the shear of Ein no Sein Tam. So no Sein, the halach of no Sein Tam is a shear. It's a quantitative concept. So the question is like this. Did they simply say that now there's no shear of no Sein Tam? So they removed they changed the shear. In other words, they said, now it's Mashu. So Mashu is simply a different shear in Taruvus. It's a different shear in Taruvus. It's an adjustment of the shear. Or no, they didn't change the shear. There's an Issa Mashu. There's a separate Issa Mashu Mamash. In other words, is Mashu, the Issa Mashu was separate Chaloshem, B'snei Atzma, that they asered Mashu. That's an Issa. Or the Issim Mashahu is that they didn't allow you to be matir with the shear of no Saint Tom. You follow me?
Yeah.
So there I'd say like this, that if you say they created an Issim Mashahu, then I'd say Hanoah they couldn't do, because in Issim Mashahu there's a separate Issus. Now you have Chametz Merabanan, and now you're going to tell me not only is Mashahu also, but now you're attacking on another thing. And Isra no, besides, that you can't do, and there's no reason for it. And it's a Xera. But if you say they simply adjusted the shear, they said the shear of no Saint Tom is no good, so then all the properties, then the same properties that exist where it is no Saint Tom have to exist where it's not no Saint Tom. You can't differentiate between those two. So therefore, you can have an Isra no as well. So in other words, the question would boil down to the Issim Mashu, is it a Chaloshem B'Snei Atzmusa, an Issim Mashu, or is an Issim Mashu result of an adjustment of the Shear of No Sein Tam? They simply were not matir with the Shear of No Sein Tam. If they weren't matir with the Shear of No Sein Tam, so it means Taruvus Shenno Sein Tam is equal to Tarus She'en Nosein Tam. So it's all one. So you can't possibly differentiate between Nosein Tam and not Nosein Tam. So just like Nosein Tam has the property of Yetzer HaNoah as well, so over here you're going to have the property of Yetzer HaNoah also. But if you say it's a new Chal Hashem Mashu, so then you can't do it, because if it's Mashu, so then how do you tack on another Yetzer of Yetzer HaNoah as well? Do you know what I mean? There I could see two ways, you know what I mean, a genuine machlekes. It's like two ways to look at it. You see it?
Yeah, very good.
Okay. But he says that that's Dafke Besocha Pesach. Avol Mivav Shos Ulamalo Aralayla Ave Kishori Sur. Yeah, why is that? L'Rashi B'mina B'mashu Shalob Mina B'nosin Tam. Okay, so what is he saying over here? The last halacha, that with regard to this Isser of Mashahu, it's only when it's only Besocha Pesach, but even though Chometz is also Mivavshu also Lamailo or Alailo, over there, they never made the takana. There's Kishar Isurim. So the question is, I mean, why should it be that way?
It's not
Chayav
Karis.
Of
what?
It's not Chayav Karis.
It's not
Chayav Karis. Not Chayav Karis.
That's just a basic answer.
Iran disagrees. You see, Beis it brings down. So Machlekes, he says like this: you have a dafka b'sacha pesach on the shul. Kach kafatesh perik basad avarazar. The perikol shor, the zelashono. Chametz b'mishay shos l'mayil afi shalokin alav minatara. Kivin shein b'koras arei kishar esurim ubatul b'samach. The kachkos Hashem b'mordechai b'shem sefer trumas. That's a run. Okay, the perikol shor elo d'mishay shor sulamaylo korilei rova b'zmano u'koma davim mashu v'chein v'das rabbeinu yiruchim g'das v'teis v'rush. Okay, that's everything. Alright. Yes, it's a machlokes rishonim basically. Whether you distinguish between chometz sheyesh bo chiyuv karis to chometz sheein bo chiyuv karis. It's an interesting thing. Why should you do that? Why? The question is, why should you distinguish? I mean, a lav isn't bad enough. You're telling me lo bedili inchimine, right? So why a lav isn't bad enough? A lav melo, lo bedili. But chiyuv karis, there we're going to be machmer. I mean, there's no question that chiyuv karis is different. So why should you, why shouldn't you protect the lav as well? Why shouldn't you protect the law? I mean, it's not something you would say. You'd say, look, it's lo b'dilmi in shemineh, so what's the difference? What does Tei say in the beginning of Pesachim? He mentions because of Chiv Karas, or he mentions just because of lo b'dilmi? He mentions both, I think, right?
I think both, yeah.
He mentions both. Yep. And the Ron disagrees. As machmer by Rabbi Amate.
Right.
He doesn't say karas. That's why I said he could say hechmalo tell lesser filled by Rabbi Mate, right?
Yeah, right.
It's
the first house.
And over here he's calling taste says not because of that. Taste says because of karas. Have you got the taste in the Vedas over there? Some of them are in the bay. Of course, sure. Yeah, I mean, it's a... interesting thing. What?
According to the Rambam's reason of Yesh Mamatirin?
Doesn't make any difference.
It shouldn't make a difference.
That's correct. It doesn't make any difference. I mean, it's a strange thing. I mean, that means to say that if... what they're saying is, if for instance, if the Issur Chametz on Pesach would only be alive, they never would have made the Takana. And it wouldn't be Chayav Karas, even though it's Lo Bedili Inchi Minei. Even though it's Lo Bedili, and that's what they're saying, basically, it doesn't matter that it's Lo Bedili Inchi Minei. It's I, everybody be over it, so what? But it's only alive. I mean, it's a hard thing to understand. Chumrah the Chametz?
Yeah. That's Karas.
That's Karas.
That's for sure.
So they mention the same svar, actually.
No, because the Tosfos in Bavdika also says, Shani Chametz Yechmir Vatora Lavar Baya Vayimata.
Aha. So you mean it could be that Chumrah?
Yeah, Chumrah doesn't sound like Karas.
No, but the Tosfos in Buddha's Zohar says Lav there.
Says what?
He brings it about Lav and the difference is that it's not.
He does bring it down. Ramban of Vayikra, the Ramban of Vayikra says, it reminds me of the Ramban of Vayikra. The Ramban of Vayikra says that if a person, that the only time you find b'shogeg, that you chayev, is by chayve krisis. Chayve krisis, you chayev b'shogeg. B'shogeg, you chayev a carbon. The Ramban wants to say, but a lav apparently b'shogeg, you're not chayev. A lav is personate chaz b'shogeg. He doesn't have to worry about it. He's not even chayav in tshuva. He doesn't have that kind of responsibility for a lav. It's an interesting Ramban over there. Ramban wants to say that b'shogeg is only by chayav krisis, but not by chayav lavin. Chayav lavin there's no halacha of shogeg. Shogeg is completely putter. Apparently, that's what they're saying, right?
But can you say that it's because, given that it's an Isser Kares, you see that this is the Isser on Erev Pesach, is a lower level Isser?
The reason doesn't change. The same reason of people aren't had the problem the whole year.
What?
Maybe it's not really. So since the Isser of Chametz on Pesach is an Isser Kares, and then you have the Isser and Erev Pesach is a lower level Isser because it's only a lav, so therefore they're not as a chama. But maybe had it been that Pesach were a lav, then they would be ma.
Doesn't sound like that. I mean, because there's a chama Isser coming up the line. That doesn't sound right. He's just saying it's just because it's an Isser Karas, he said. Not because it's an Isser lav. Yes, so that means if Chametz and Pesach were an Issur Lav straight through the whole Moed, the whole Regel, so then I mean, so then there wouldn't have been an Issur Mashal. That's what he's saying. I mentioned the Ramban over there. So what does that show you? So that shows you that Ramban, am I right? The Ramban of Vayikra, you familiar with it? The Ramban of Vayikra, he says that on a lav there's no din shogeg. Period. So it would appear that there's a different level, on a lav there's a different level of shmirah, insofar as the mitzvah are concerned. And Chai Vekrisis has a different level of brings in a different level of responsibility in Chai Vekrisis. But there's two levels of Shmira. There's a level of Shmira on a Lav level, and then on a Chai Vekrisis a different level. That's why Bishoge Gechayiv and Chai Vekrisis. So I mean, apparently, I mean that's what they seem to be saying. The Rishonim seem to be saying.
You can't have sugar.
What? He says, "L'chein roi she'ein b'chayve misa bidei shamayim, u'b'chayve malkus ela onshan ha'mafurish b'hen b'mezid, aval b'shogeg ein aleihem nesias chait ve'ein tzrichim ritzui klal."
What book is that?
It's Ramban in Vayikra.
Which
passage? It's the right in the beginning there. It's I don't know how to tell you where to direct you where to find it. It's not too far in. It's on Pasuk Beis. On Pasuk Beis. Of course, I mean that's the only thing I could see here. I don't see any other way to go. So apparently it means. That the that they hold, I mean, by Chai Vekrisis, it's a different responsibility. So therefore, what? So therefore, the Chacham made. So the Chacham have to make a. The Chacham had to make a gzera. I mean, I'm trying to fit it into the concept of the Chacham having to make a gzera. I mean. Means that there has to be
a greater responsibility to avoid avera.
Because you see, by shogeg ben in a lav is known as siyas chait, but by shogeg and chai v'krisus, you chai v'karbon. So there's a different responsibility of the Gavra towards Shmira. So apparently there's a different responsibility of the Bezdin of the door to make Zeres. The different responsibility of Shmira. That's the only thing I can make out of it. I understand. Otherwise, what's the difference? You can tell me that if it were only alive, he wouldn't make the Xera. Even though lo bedili inchi mine, so they'll be over. But there's not, the Chachamim don't have the responsibility to make a Xera if it's only alive. But if it's Chai Vekrisis, then it's different. Chai Vekrisis is different. It could be. That by Chai Vekrisis is a different kiyum in terms of the call by Chai Vekrisis. That Chai Vekrisis is a greater, in other words, a Chai Vekrisis, give me a second over there. Question like this, I guess it's a general question. It's an interesting question. Question is, by Chai Vekrisis, is Chai Vekrisis the Avera worse in terms of the Yachid, or is it worse in terms of the Kedushas HaKal? Because mitzvahs really have two purposes. One purpose of mitzvahs is to benefit each Yachid, and the other purpose of another mitzvah is really insofar as the Kedushas HaKol is concerned, the Kedusha of Klal Yisrael is concerned. So the question is, by Chai Vekrisis, is Chai Vekrisis more serious in terms of the Yachid, it's a worse Avera, or is there another dimension to it? In Chai Vekrisis, it's really more serious in terms of the Kedushas HaKol. The Lashna Pasuk, the Nichrasa Me'ameha, the Nechusa Me'ameha would seem to imply that it's a different dimension in terms of the Kedusha Sakoho. You understand what I mean? That the breakdown of that, barrier is a breakdown of the whole Kedusha Sakoho. And the whole Kohl falls apart. The Kohl could do a, if the Kohl did a, in a very was Chayvei Lavin, so then it's, what do you call it? So it's true that they were over Avera. But it doesn't break the whole Kedushas HaTzibor. But over here, by Chayvei Krisus, it's a different kiyum, in terms of the Tzibor. And therefore, it's a different breakdown of the Tzibor. So it could be that's what Tesis holds. That's why they made the Gzera. The Gzera they made was not because of the Yochid. It wasn't because of the Yochid. It was the Gzera because of the Tzibor. So that's what he means by Chayvei Krisus. Where was a matter? So Erev HaPesach, where it's only Belav. So it's an Avera. They didn't make the Gzera. That's only Avera. That's a Halach in the Yochid. But on Pesach, if they're eating chametz on Pesach, is a different kind of a violation. It's a breakdown of the whole Kedushas HaTzibor. So therefore, they had to make, that's what engendered the Gzera. You understand what I mean? It makes a lot of sense. It doesn't mean to say that Chayvei Krisus are not necessarily worse for the Yachid also. Could be, that's a separate thing. But that's not the main idea of Chayvei Krisus. The main idea of Chayvei Krisus is Nichrasa Me'ameha. It means to say that that's the whole Kedushas HaKohol is contingent on those mitzvahs. And the breakdown of those mitzvahs is the breakdown of the whole Kedushas HaTzibor. So it's a violation of Tzibor, Nichrasa Me'ameha. So that's why... even b'shogeg, you have a different dimension of responsibility as far as mitzvahs, because it's a different dimension. It's a dimension of responsibility as far as all tzibur is concerned. So that's why for the yachid they wouldn't have made this gezerah lo b'dilin shi. Yachid, let every yachid worry about himself. But since it's halach in the tzibur, so therefore they had to make this gezerah, and that's why it's only on Pesach. But not Erev HaPesach. Okay.
Rabbi, there is this thing of Tzibor by Lavim also, right? You're saying it's lesser. Right?
No, I'm saying, yeah, of course, all mitzvahs, or Tayag mitzvahs, is the whole Kedusha Tzibor, every mitzvah. Even in Nasei, I mean, everything. But I'm saying it's a different level in Krisus.
It specifies V'nichosom Me'amah.
It's a different level. It means to say that these mitzvahs, if you break them, then the whole tzibur is broken down. The Kedusha tzibur is really torn apart. Insofar as if they do laven, so it's a tzibur that's over, a tzibur that's a varyonim. But over here, the whole tzibur is lacking. It's not. No, there's a difference between a varyon, a person that's doing averus, and between where the whole entity is destroyed. The entity of the Kedushas Klal Yisrael is destroyed by the Chayvei Krisus. By Chayvei Lavin, they have Avayonim. Okay, they did a virus, and they're Chayvei and Tshuva. But it's not tearing apart the fabric of the Kohol, of the Tzibor, of the Kedushas HaTzibor. In Chayvei Krisus, it's not simply that they're Avayonim, but the whole entity of the Klal Yisrael, of the Tzibor, is damaged. You understand what I mean? It's a different concept. Conceptually, it's different. Different kind of issa. There's a different dimension to that issa.
That explains the Ramban, right?
That would explain the Ramban. Yeah, I'm thinking about it. That would explain the Ramban too.
How so?
That would explain the Ramban also.
How so?
Because that's why by Chayvei Lavin b'shogeg there's no Nesias Chait, because it's a different there it's just a matter of the Yachid. But by Chayvei Krisus, where it's the whole Kedushas HaKol is dependent on Chayvei Krisus, a different awareness There's a different chiyuv of awareness for that mitzvah, and therefore even b'shogeg chayav korban. It makes sense. So it comes out that that's why they made this gzera over here. Because it's a gzera that has to do with Grish Sakal. Well, you see, Pesach is a lachen kol. It's a kol kol. So the chi of kores and chametz would be also a... it makes sense that it's tied to... It makes sense why there is a chi of kores and chametz.
Korban also.
What?
Korban also by Pesach.
Excuse me?
Also by Pesach, the Korban is also...
Exactly, the Korban Pesach. Chayef Karas. That's right, it makes sense. It makes sense. Aloch in the Kohal. Kol Kahal Adas Yisrael Yasu also. So if you don't do it, you Chayef Karas. It's a different type of Kedusha. I mean, the Kohal doesn't do it, so then it's not a Kohal. Lacks in Kohal. It's not a Kohal. The Kedusha Yisrael is destroyed. It's a breach in the Kedushas Yisrael, but when you're over a love, it's not a breach in Kedushas Yisrael. It's an avera. In other words, the thing is like this: that Klal Yisrael is mufresh from other nations in two ways. In one way, they're mufresh because they adhere to a system of perfection, and that's a system of perfection of Yechidim. The adherence to the system of perfection of Yechidim is itself a Kedusha of the Kol. It separates the Kol from every other kind of a nation. But then there are certain things which are intrinsically components of the Kol. You understand what I mean? It's not simply that they're mufresh because they keep all these mitzvahs. There's one fact that they're mufresh, that they keep a system of perfection. The perfection of Yechidim renders them different. But the mitzvahs are really mitzvahs of Yechidim. But the chayvei krisus are a separate mitzvah for the kol. And that is a breach in that is a breach in the whole institution of the kol. It's a different concept. It's intrinsically kol, not accidentally.
Then even if it's
Shogeg,
you'll
lack in the Kol. Even in Shogeg, you chayav. You check out that Ramban. Ramban is in the Pasuk Beis in Vayikra.
It's interesting what
we're
talking about Karban now.
What?
Israeli for
say it again?
The interesting idea about Karban, that Karban is dependent on that aspect.
Right.
It's just in terms of the Yachid, apparently it wouldn't be the Chayav in Karban.
That's exactly right.
That's principle we said by Yuma and by Yom Kippur, that there's two systems. One in terms of the guy's perfection, another one in terms of the halachic system.
Right.
Right, the halachic system has different requirements.
Different requirements. That's right, that's correct.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay.
Right, what's that study?
Yikra Aleph, Pasuk Beis, I believe. He goes through the lava nita glase.
Okay.
Okay?
Right.
Yeah.
Are you going to share it tomorrow?
Just explaining the Ran on why the Ran asked the question that we asked last week. Why is it that by Chometz it's Aloch and Nifso Mechilas HaKelev is this year and not what? And not Roy Lachilas Adam. So the Ran says, V'chitema is Ran Daf Yudgelon Beis in the Dap Be'er Rif. V'chitema Maitzvich HaBiyu of Onevelo Shein Uriel Ager Lo Shmo Nevelo of Anostam V'gam Shari Afilu Chometz V'Pesach. So you see that the halacha of royal ger applies. Moshe Safti Lemaila Yeshlama the hocha shiny mitnei sheruya lachamei b'kama isus acheros v'ha'i v'achi isu b'gemara dosa orlo chazil achilu v'filoch asher achmana me'atayma v'achi isu b'mechilta. So what is the Ran saying basically? What the Ran is saying is that there are two types of isur on Pesach. There's an isur of a machametz. And then there's an isser of a chefzer shel pas, a chefzer shel chometz. So he's saying, by over here, in terms of the chefzer shel chometz, really you would be mutter. Because since it's not really ger, no stamv gam is mutter, so I'd say it's mutter. The only thing is that there's another isser, an isser sa'or, of a machametz, so the pas will come under the isser sa'or, according to the Ran. until it's nifsom echilz akelov, then the shem hadover is gone. Then there's no shem chometz anymore, because then the shem pas is gone. That's the way the Ran is learning. It doesn't have a shem sor. It's different. It's also because of the isser sor, because royal of sor. So that's what the Ran is saying basically. It's a tricky Ran. What? Yeah. Right. That's correct. Yeah, because otherwise the Ran is very difficult. What's the Ran saying? So how come Nifsa Mechil's Kelev works? It doesn't work by Sa'or, so it's Nifsa Mechil's Kelev. It's still awesome. But the Ran means, like the Rambam says, that the Issa Sa'or and the Issa Chometz are not intrinsic in the Chavtzos. The Issa Sa'or defines the nature of the Issa. And the nature of the Issa is that Roy Lechameya Bakama Issa is also awesome. So you have an Issa of a Machametz. So now the Issa Chometz will come under the Issa Sa'or. In terms of the Issa Chometz, is a Dovar Nechal, so the Ran holds that once it's Nifsa Mechel Sa'odom, so it's possible. It's Nifsal. You see, in terms of Heter Achil, it'll be Mutter. But the only thing is that you have an Issa Sa'or, like the Ram, that's what the Ram means, V'Issa Sa'or, V'Issa Achometz Chadhu. It means, right. In other words, There's two types, but they can attach themselves to anything. Yeah, the Issasor can attach itself to Chometz. That's the way the Ran is learning. Unless it's Nisal Mechil Sekelev, then it can't do it anymore, because then there's no Chefta. Sor is a specific substance, Sourdough. Right, but the nature, but the Sor, the reason why this, so in other words, the Isser Sa'or is not an Isser Chefza, it's a characteristic.
In terms of function.
So these, the Isser Sa'or can apply to Chametz also. That's what the Ran says. What I want to say is something that worked out in Shia yesterday, and it's a concept. I think it explains certain problems and a lot of halachas. It is I don't know whether the it's to me I think it's a halachic concept, but I'll let you be the judge. Okay, the thing is like this, that the kash in the Rambam, I'll start off with the first question in the Rambam, which is the Lashon Rambam, where the Rambam says, he takes the Gemara on Daf Lamed Vav Amud Aleph, and Psachim. It would seem he takes it literally, because the Gemara over there says, the Gemara Psachim says, that you can't have Matzah Shira B'Yom Rishon. So Rashi says it means Balayla Rishon. That's what Rashi says. And what does it mean? Why Laila Rishon? Because it means, because Laila Rishon, you have halacha of achilas matzah. So it means the matzah shel mitzvah. Because the Gemara says like this. The Gemara says, Kedamalei Rabbi Shul Levnei Yoma Kamalo Solishu Li Bechelba. Mikam ve'elach lushli b'chalba. So the Gemara asks, that's a separate issue. So the Gemara says, no, yom akamalo solushli b'duvsha. Mikam ve'elach lushli b'duvsha. It means matzah shira. Okay, matzah shira. So Rashi learns that it means yom rishon, because the Gemara says that. All right. Then the Gemara says, Rabbi Kiva, when Pratli Yisush and Ilusha B'Yayin V'Shem Shivash. My time at Rabbi Kiva Miksev Lachamoni Oniksev. So the Gemara says, V'Sav Rabbi Kiva Yisush and Ilusha B'Yayin V'Shem Shivash Lo V'Tanya In Losh and Yisush Pesach B'Yayin V'Shem Shivash In Losh. Rabbi Gamliel Omer Tosaf Miyav Acham Mami Yochav Omer Rabbi Kiva Shivti Oisa Eitz Rabbi Lalaz Rabbi Yeshua V'Lashti Lohem Isa B'Yayin Shem Adavash Lomu Yudavar V'Av Pishen Loshin Mekatfin Bo Asan Tanakam V'Acham Shaloshim Okay Anyway, so the Gemara finally says, Lo kasha, how be yom tov rishon, how be yom tov sheni. So Rashi says, yom tov rishon is asur, to have matzah shiri, yom tov sheni is mutter. Yom rishon, Rashi says, Lai lo rishon, sham matzah chova, bo'inin lechemoni. So Rashi seems to learn that it means simply matzah. The matzah, the yom rishon, when the Gemara says yom rishon, it means really the mitzvah sachilas matzah, the kezayis matzah shal mitzvah. But the Rambam seems to take it in a different manner. Because the Rambam says in Perakei Alachof, Mutter litein atavlin v'ashumshmin v'aketzach v'aketzon t'arabatzik v'chein mutter lolo sha'isa b'mayim v'shemen o'dvash v'cholav o'lakatev ben u'b'yom o'rishon osu lolo sha'lakatev elu b'mayim b'vad lo mishum chometz elu k'desh yi lachamoni u'b'yom o'rishon b'vad hu sha'tzorach liyo zichron lachamoni. It's hard to put in the Rambam that he means the Kezayis Matzah. Should have said the Kezayis Matzah Shal Mitzvah. You just said Yom Tov Rishon. So some want to say the Rambam means Laila Rishon. Or whatever. I mean, I don't care if you're limited to Laila Rishon or Yom Rishon, but the question is, what kind of halacha is this? Well, where did the Rambam get this halacha? Zichron Lachamoni. And what kind of halacha is it? It means I eat my Kezayis Matzah, and now what's the problem? If I happen to eat Matzah Shira 3 hours later, so it's going to affect my Kezayis Achilas Matzah, it doesn't make any sense. Halachically, it doesn't make any sense. The idea doesn't make any sense. And what is it, a separate Isser? What kind of a, what is it, Zichron? What is a Zichron Lachamoni? Okay, so that's a problem. But there are other problems also. I think they're more basic problems. The general problems. One problem, for instance, is like this. The halacha is that there's a Ran, the Ran asks a question. He says, why is it that in Kol HaTorah Kula, if it's Ein Eruy L'Ger, so it's Mutter, like by Nevela. But over here, it has to be Nisim Achilas HaKelev. So the Ran says, the Ran is found on Daf Yud Gimel Amud Beis in the Daf Arif. So he says, Yeshloma the hochesh shiny neshiruy lachameya bo kama isos acheros vachis begemara the asor lo chazi lachilo filo chayash rachmana mehay taima. Okay, so the Ran answers that why is it pas sheifshe you have to have nisal meachilas akelav. So he says because if you see by saor it's roy lachameya bo kama isos. So apparently the Ran is learning. So what's it got to do with pas though? But pas has to be roy lachila. So apparently, what's the Ran answering? Apparently, the Ran learns that the Isser Chometz and the Isser Sa'or are interchangeable. In other words, the Torah took these two Heftzos, Chometz and Sa'or, and asked them. But sometimes, let's say Pas, for instance. So Pas, there's an Isser of Pas. Isser Achilas Pas, because it's Chometz. So now, ordinarily, I'd say, if it's Einu Rili Ger, it's Mutter. But over here, it doesn't matter Einu Rili Ger. Why? Because over here, what the Ran is saying is, you see, Sa'or is Asur, because it's Mechametz Kama Isos, so now you could take this pas, and you can be Mechametz Kama Isos, so it'll come under the Isur of Sa'or. So the Isur, apparently the Ran learns, it's interchangeable. The Isur Sa'or is Lav Dafke on Sa'or itself, but the Isur Sa'or sometimes can be Chalam Pas. Why is it Mutter when it's Nifso Mechil Sa'kelev, and not beyond, because Sa'or is even Nifso Mechil Sa'kelev? So the answer is because then it's not a Chafsa Shal Pas. But apparently the Ran holds the Chefta Shel Pas can come under the Issa Sa'or. So that's why it's Osir until it's Nifsal Mechil Sa'kelev. Once it's Nifsal Mechil Sa'kelev, then it can't come under anything. It's not Pas, and it's not Sa'or. So that's why that Shear will work out over there. That's what the Ran seems on the surface to be saying. That the Issa Sa'or doesn't have to be Dafke for Sa'or. It could be also could be applied to Pas as well. So that's why if the Yisr was only Pas, so then I'd say if it's Nifsal Mechilas Adam, Eino Roy Leger, it's Mutter. But over here, you see the Torah Asat Sa'or, because Roy Lechametz Bo Kama Yisr. So the cause of the Yisr is Roy Lechametz, once it's Roy Lechametz Bo Kama Yisr, it's a Dover Anessa. So now Pas should have the same Yisr of Machmas Roy Lechametz Bo Kama Yisr. That's the way the Ran seems to learn. But more basic is, the machlokes beis shamayim beis hillel in beitza, where the gemara says in beitza that machlokes whether the shear of chometz and whether the shear of the shear of saor are identical. So the So Beis Shammai holds they're not, right? So the Gemara says, my time to Beis Shammai. Why does Beis Shammai hold that Saor is Bekezias and Chometz needs more, needs Koseves? So the Gemara explains the reason is very simple. Because in Cain, my time to Beis Shammai, Daf Zainam Beis and Beitza. In Cain, Lichta Rechmona Chometz, Lo Boi Saor. What do you saw for? Vano Amino, Ma Chometz, She'eni Chimutza Kosha Bekezias. Soor shechimutzo kosha, right? Alayla lo koshkein. So soor the kosher rachman alomali. So apparently, Beis Shammai held the Torah didn't even have to write soor. It's an amazing thing. The Torah didn't have to from Chama said no soor. So lomali lo koshkein. Soor the kosher alomaloch shiur shosel lo kashir shosel. Okay, so this explains how it comes out to kasevus. But that's basically the reasoning of Beis Shammai. So the Gemara says, "Beis Hillel, Tzrichi, Dikas Rachmanas Saor, Hav Min Meshul Chumutz Kasha, Avol Chometz, Dei Chumutz Kasha, Emalah, Dikas Rachmanas Chometz, Mishum Derei Lachila, Avol Saor Shein Derei Lachila, Emalah, Tzricha." So Beis Hillel is the first one that introduces the idea that the Cheftzos are two different types of Cheftzos. One is a Dvar Achila, Dvar Achila of Chometz. The Yisur is in terms of a Dvar of Dvar Achila. And the Isra of Saor is an Eroi Lachila. So it's a different kind of an Isra. So it comes out that that's a Machlokes Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel. According to Beis Shammai, there's only one Isra. It's not because the Cheftz is Roi Lachila, according to Beis Shammai. It's simply because it's a Machametz. So the Beis Shammai holds, if I'd know Chametz, I'd know Saor and Kal V'Chomer. Because it's Chumutz HaKasha. It's an interesting thing. So apparently over here, That's the machlokes. And Beis Hillel holds, no, the Torah broke it down to two things. It was tofes two cheftzos. One cheftz is because it's machametz, and the other one is a cheftz shalachila. And the Ran holds that you could take, if the cheftz shalachila is still a machametz, it's still going to be aser. It's still going to be aser, even if it's ain't a roi lachilas odom. It's an interesting thing. But the interesting thing is, let's take Beis Shammai's position. Beis Shammai's position is that the Isser is not an Isser of a Dover Anechel. He doesn't consider that to be a property altogether. He's satisfied to say that if the Torah says Chometz, I'd say Seor is Asser, the Kalva Chomer. Aye, Chometz is a Dvar Ochel, and Seor is anywhere Lachilas Kelef. I mean, it's a strange thing. What kind of a thing is that? And Bechlal is strange, even according to Beis Hillel. How could the Torah create an Isra Achila and a Dova that's not Roy Lachila? That itself is a strange thing. But I'm showing you Beis Shammai goes so far as to say that the whole concept of a Dova Roy Lachila doesn't come into the picture. In his system, you know, it has nothing to do with Dova Roy Lachila. Okay? So that's a strange thing. Another strange thing is the Rambam on Matzah Shmura. Because the Rambam Shita by Matzah Shmura is that the, as you know, that as we know, I mean, most of us in Yeshiva keep it, that we keep the Ram Sheet, is that you don't eat matzah sheinim shemeres kolachag. Okay? Of course, the Rambam says, let's wash the Rambam is like this. Ram says that, yep. Ram says like this. Mishum shenema, perakei aloch des. Mishum shenema shmatam asa matzos. Klomar, izoru b'matzah v'shimro osor mikol tzad chimotz. Lefichoch, amr chachom, tzorach odom izor b'dogen shochum b'mene b'pesach. Shelo yovo lov mayim acha shenikza, ad shelo yiye bo shum chimotz. So what's the halacha? So what the Rambam's telling you is that this is different than kol tarkula. Kol tarkula, we rely on chazokis. We say, achzuk yisur olam achzakinin. So, but over here, for some reason, no, because it says, v'shmatam asa matzos, Shimro, so we call Sad Chimutz. So apparently we can't do like Kola Tarakula. But you have to have Shmiro, and the fact that Achzuki Yisur Lo Machzikin is not enough. You have to have Shmura. So you can't rely on Chazakis. That's basically what the Allah is telling you. Shimro, so we call Sad Chimutz. You have to watch it yourself. Don't rely on Chazakis. Okay. So I could understand that Binageya to the Matzah Shel Mitzvah. Because you could say that Shmira is a kiyum in the Cheftza. That the Shmira, and the Rambam also holds that way. Because as the Rav showed, because over here the Rambam says that you must have Matzah Meshemeres, and then in the end, in the last halachas, he says that if when a person finishes his Suda from Matzah She'ena Meshemeres, He says, "Mi she'ain la matzah mishmaris ala kizayis, because she gomes doesn't matzah she'ain mishmaris." And over here, the Rambam says, "You only eat matzah mishmaris." So the Rav answered. The Rav said, "No, it's two types of ain mishmaris. That one type is where you have shmira. There's two types of shmira. One type of shmira is you have shmira from chimutz that you always need, but shmira which is a kiyum l'shem matzas mitzvah, that's a different type of shmira." So the Rambam agrees with the other Rishonim that Shmura is a kiyum in the Cheftza Shel Matzah's Mitzvah. So that I understand, that it's a kiyum in the Cheftza Shel Mitzvah, that makes sense. That follows the general halacha guidelines. But how? Where do you get this other thing? Where does the Rambam get the other halacha? That I can't eat matzah unless it's Meshumeris from Kol Achag. I mean, does that mean that Kol Achag we suspend the halacha of Achzuk Yisur L'Machzikinim? Not true. I mean, with regard to other shavuos, we don't say that. You say, do I know whether chametz fell in here, fell in there? You say, achzuk yisur l'machzikin. You have to stand around, watch everything to see whether there's no chametz. So it's only with regard to the dogon that he's ochel during the chag. That's what the Rambam says. Leficha chamachum tzor chadam li zoyer bedogon sheochel mimenu bepesach. So what kind of halacha is that? I'd like to know what kind of halacha is that. A person has bizor bedogon sheochel mimenu bepesach. If you're going to tell me that with regard to chametz is a suspension of achzuk yisrael and achzukin across the board, okay, so that makes sense. That's it. Halacha suspend, no more chazakas. Fine. Halacha can do that. Halacha's right to do that. But over here, you're telling me it's only in one area. With regard to the dogon she'ochel, there you said. But with regard to other shailas that occur in Pesach, we don't say that. We don't say regard to chametz achzuk yisrael and achzukin. You don't say that. So what kind of halacha is this? I mean, what kind of halacha is that? That the halacha is suspended, chazokis are suspended vis-a-vis the matzah that I eat in Pesach. Doesn't make any sense. I mean, you can see very well why other Rishonim simply rejected the idea. To say that there's a kiyum of shmirah is a kiyum in the cheftza shel matzah smitzvah, that I understand. But to say that all week long I can't eat matzah and less than shmirah, why? What kind of thing? You're telling me that there's a suspension of chazokis, so we suspend all the chazokis. You see, so the Rambam itself, Rambam's position is difficult. Okay, another difficulty is the way the Rambam and the way Rashi learn Tashbisu, the way the Rambam and the way Rashi learn Tashbisu, the very halacha, I mean, you have to admit, is a funny kind of halacha. What is the halacha? So the Rambam explains it. Rambam says, Mitzvah seminatar lahashbis hachometz kodem zman iser achilasa shenema bayam arishin tashbisu soa mibatechem. Then the Rambam says in the Halacha Beis, "Umahi Ashbasazu? What is this Ashbasa? Hamura Batara? He she yevatlo belibo, the Yachshav oso ka'ofar, the Yasim belibo she'ein bershusa chometz klal, v'shekol chometz she'bershusa areyu ka'ofar u'kedavar she'ein bo tzarach klal." Okay, the Rambam emphasizes. He seems to, he said last time, he breaks it down to two components: that he's not a bailam of chometz, and that his reshus doesn't contain chometz. But whatever it is, okay, but fine. But I'd like to understand just the very basic idea. I mean, what is this idea? Is it's ki'ilu ein, what's the lashon of the yasim belibo she'ein b'shuso chometz klal? Okay? V'shekol chometz she'b'shuso areya kofa u'kedova she'ein b'tzorach klal. So what do you mean it is? What is it? Imagination? I mean, what kind of halacha is this? If you say it's halacha of hefker and bilus, okay, so I understand. But if you say that it's simply, I mean, just it demands an explanation. I mean, you could say that's...